Fade.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the President. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president.
Who are you?
Well, I'm 42 years old, and I started doing this Duplex Planet.
You are David Greenberger.
Exactly. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say my name.
Yes, you're David Greenberger. Welcome to the Nerdwarty Human Serviette Radio Show, David.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry I started off with information rather than the most obvious information.
Now, we intro'd you with a song on the Beat of the Traps compilation called Jimmy Carter Says Yes. What can you tell us about this song? You didn't actually put out that compilation, but you know something about it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm friends with a number of the participants in it, and I sort of steered them into each other's direction so that they met one another. I mean, that's how Dan Clowes ended up doing the cover for one, and Wayno did another. And Phil Milstein's the guy who's the big collector who's doing this. He's trying to do an archive of all the Send Us Your Poem songs. And Tom Martellino, who's the drummer for NRBQ, is the guy who had collected all the records.
And if people thought that song was crazy, it was crazy, wasn't it? Because people would like send in their lyrics, and this guy would put music to it and then send you a 45.
Exactly.
How were these all assembled? How did somebody get a hold of all these 45s? You mentioned it might have been, or it was in the liner notes, it mentioned it might have been an album all assembled of all these songs.
I think so. See, I'm not that familiar with the things in their actual, you know, released form, their original release form. I don't have many of them. I just know some people who have saved them. I just have them in their current form as the, you know, the Beat of the Traps and the Makers of Smooth Music albums.
Now, if listeners thought Beat of the Traps was wild there, Jimmy Carter says yes, somebody sending in their lyrics, this guy making a song out of it, they have not heard Talent Party yet, have they, David?
Probably not.
Now, when I first heard Talent Party, and that's the CD that's just recently released on ARF Records, and also part, I guess, Duplex Planet, which is your fanzine label as well, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When I first heard Talent Party, I thought it was a re-release of an actual record, like in a tradition of Beat of the Traps. It isn't, is it?
No. So in that regard, it's very different than the Beat of the Traps thing, wherein the Beat of the Traps participants are people who sort of were, you know, starry-eyed dreamers of one sort or another who were convinced that these lyrics that they thought up while they were, you know, gazing into the water cooler at work or something were going to be the next thing to sweep the nation. And that's why they sent their songs off, convinced, you know, that they had their finger on the pulse of America or something. And with the talent show...
Talent Party.
Talent talent show.
Oh, talent show. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I enjoyed it. It was so much of a party for me.
Yeah, it's both.
You were the talent coordinator.
Yeah. Well, on that was basically some elderly people from some nursing homes and some children from a church at which the whole thing was held. And the thing that I respond to in it, and a lot of other people had when it was just circulated as a tape for years before it was released, is just the kind of genuine emotional,
You're looking for the word. You're looking for the word.
Exactly. The general emotional, believability of the whole thing. I mean, it's just people getting up on stage and giving
it
their best shot.
It's an actual talent show. I thought it, though, when I first saw it, it might have been a re-release of a record. And I thought, wow, if you're re-releasing this record, somebody's going to get mad. Because I thought this would have been an amazing find. That, like, somebody recorded a talent show and you were going through a thrift shop and you found this record. But I guess it was kind of weirded out the fact that you actually recorded this thing, the 1981.
Yeah, I did.
No, the people on the record talent show, which we're going to hear in its entirety, or most of it, in a few moments here, did they actually know that it's been reissued at this point? Did they know it's, are they mad that this has come out?
No, most of them aren't even alive anymore. The kids, I think, might, I'm sure are around, but I've no contact with any of them. I just felt like it's a valid piece of Americana, as it were. I mean, or North Americana, I should say, where it's just something that goes on somewhere in communities throughout the continent, where there's just people getting up on stage and doing this. And I just felt like it's just a way to kind of. I just wanted to. I had captured it, and then I realized that I wanted to somehow communicate that to a wider audience.
Well, let's bring it to Vancouver, shall we, David? Talent show to Vancouver. So why don't you set the scene right here, right now, what the listeners are about to hear here on CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and an Arvada Human Serviette radio show. What are people going to hear right now? Set the scene. What's going on here? We're going to play the first couple tracks here. What's going on? What type of day? What's going on? Set the scene, if you could, please, David Greenberger of Duplex Planet Zine.
Okay, well, it was a summer night, I think it was June, and I think it was probably a Friday night or something, and the Duplex nursing home from whence the Duplex Planet started was around the corner from this church, and so I had helped put together this talent show, which had some people from the Duplex nursing home and some people from other nursing homes all coming over to this rec room at this church. And to make things even a bit more interesting, the stage in the room had been painted that day, and so it was wet paint. So everybody had to stand on the floor in front of the stage. Add to that an accompanist who was playing a sort of out-of-tune piano and trying desperately to keep up with whatever anybody was singing. They were mostly singing standards. And it just really evokes a lot of memories for almost anybody who's done anything in community places, whether it's your school, your church, or whatnot. And these people all, walked over from the various nursing homes nearby, or were driven over. And like I said, there's some children from a church. And
without further ado, let's hear it then. And this right here is the intro of Talent Show on ARF ARF Records, put out by David Greenberger and Duplex Planet Z.
Keep a rendezvous. I know somehow, somewhen, somewhere, I'd look at you and see the smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down, in old New York, in Gay Paris, or even London town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-ho and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rattle of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain an Anglo-Saxon. Hush-a-bye-yo, this and that, you'll hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. So good night, baby, sleep tight, baby. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Can't think of another person who has more spirit than Millie. Thank you, Millie. Second on the program, another young lady by the name of Anna Boyle will be singing Girl of My Dreams. Let's have a big hand for Anna.
Girl of my dreams, I love you. All is I do. Girl of my dreams, it's you. If I can hold you, why don't please the
was Anna Boyle with Girl of My Dreams, and we're speaking here to David Greenberger from Duplex Planet Zine, and he's talking about his brand new CD that he's coordinated, Talent Show. What was going on there, David? Please, what was, again, this is from 1981 in a nursing home. What was going, Anna Boyle, what can you say about her? What was it? What the hell was going on there?
She just did her best, and I loved it. I mean, I just liked that she floated from one note to the other, but what I liked is just the unabashed, you know, nobody was afraid. Everybody just got up and did it. You know, it's like they'd been waiting to sing. And so there's just something so genuine about it.
Because before that, there was Lullaby of Broadway that was performed there. Who did that, and did people know that they were being recorded at that time? Like, who did that song, Lullaby of Broadway?
But now I forget. We'd have to cue back to the beginning.
Oh, okay. But anyways, just with that in the theme, David, did people know they were being recorded when this was going on?
No. And I wasn't. I mean, I just I was in a band as well, and so we had a PA and some equipment that was at a rehearsal place right near there. So I brought all this equipment over to this church where the thing was being put on, mostly so that they could be heard in the room. But at the same time, I just ran a cassette off of the soundboard, and I didn't necessarily know what I'd get, but I just was running a tape just because, why not? That's what you would do.
So people didn't really know they were being recorded then?
No, nor did I even know what I'd be getting. So and nor would I have made it a big deal for them, because then it would have become a focus for them.
Around the World, that's an amazing tune as well. When I played that, my mom, like, burst into tears, and it totally inspired her.
Wow.
Because just, like, the singing, just, I guess, it was, I guess a lot of older people listen to it, like parents, and they think, oh, my God, that's horrible, but then they think, oh, my God, that's amazing, and then they kind of can really identify with what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the intro, who is the MC for the evening? That's not you, is it?
No, no, that was the guy who sort of ran, Ed Lessie is his name, and he was a sort of, I don't know if he's an activist, but he would do stuff for, he had different organizations that provided social events and stuff for people in nursing homes.
And you were part of this nursing home, weren't you? You were part of the duplex nursing home, right?
Yeah, I was the activities director there in 1979.
So people knew you. You weren't just like some guy running around from some punk band recording stuff.
Right. They all knew me from all this other stuff I'd always been doing with them. So
you started looking after, I guess, old people in a nursing home, et cetera, there, David. What's your fascination with old people? Does anybody think you've been exploiting them at all? Because listening to this talent show CD, a recording of an actual talent show from 1981, we're speaking to David Greenberger. I once heard this one record, and it was like a recording of some mentally retarded kids that somebody had made that did a record, you know? And
kids from Whitney High.
Yeah.
They're put out, yeah.
What is that? Because a lot of people have listened to that and go, that's kind of mean, you know, or it's exploiting them. Anybody accuse you of that kind of like you're taking like the best elements of these old people and kind of using it for your own means? How have you combated that?
Well, I find generally when anybody's saying that, what they're talking about is they're uncomfortable with the notion of decline and they just don't want to know about this. There's nothing, and primarily what I do is as the Duplex Planet, it's a more literary work in that it's all on the printed page, and it's interviews and conversations that I have with them, and as well as it being performances of monologues and stuff that I do now, and of these stories. And generally, when somebody raises the question, they're raising the question because they're uncomfortable with the fact that a lot of times something is being perceived in a context that wasn't presented in, meaning it's funny when somebody didn't mean it to be, or that sort of thing, and my whole goal with all of this Duplex Planet stuff is to sort of address what I see as a cultural omission. We don't look at notions of aging and decline. Outside of seeing family members age and decline, we don't know anybody who's old and who is just old now without knowing them before. So I'm trying to offer up a range of people who simply are the age they are, who are in the state they are, and they're not related to you.
And who are part of the talent show. And let's go back to the talent show, David, here. And we're going to be having some more selections from the record you've released, Talent Show. And we're going to be hearing Strep Throat. What is going on? That's the MC kind of with a sense of humor there, isn't it?
Right. I just decided to give some of these things a separate little titled band, you know. So it's only within the context of listening to it, it's just something the MC said. But I separated it out as its own little, its own little cut on the CD, I suppose.
So we return now. Is this to Duplex Nursing Home, or is this this is where it actually happened?
No, it was at a church near the Duplex Nursing Home.
And that picture of the church looks really ominous, doesn't it? Kind of like all gray. It kind of looks like something horrible is about to happen there in the inside of the CD. Really scary church.
Yeah, it was this photo by this guy, Mathiosi, who did a lot of the Shimmy Disc album covers, who does this kind of, infrared or something, so that it makes the sky really vivid.
Great. So now we return to Strep Throat of the Talent Show. We're going back to 1981, and we're here in an Arbor to Human Spirit radio show with David Greenberger and his CD Talent Show, an actual talent show from 1981, the Duplex Nursing Home.
Our next performer is Audrey Cook. Audrey? Where's Audrey? Audrey has strep throat. Okay. Well, let's hope that Audrey gets better. Singing When I Grow Too Old to Dream, Frances McElroy. Frances, step right up. Frances McElroy.
When I grow too old to dream. was hot. And when I grow to old Hootie, your love will live in my heart.
They keep growing. Okay, three young people. Kevin Craddock, John Knight, and Eric Comst. Let's give them a big hand. Here comes the sun.
Second first, then I do drum solo, all right?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce Daniel Falcioni singing Be My Love, and secondly, Because of You. Daniel?
Be my love, and no one else can end this journey. It's me that you and you alone create. Just fill my arms the way you filled my dream. The dream that you inspire with every sweet desire. This is dedicated to all of the young girls. Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance at its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will stay are mine forever and ever to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can't smile because of you.
You're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we're still here with David Greenberger. Hello, David. Are you still there?
I'm still there.
Talking about your brand new CD. I guess it's been on cassette form for a couple of years, hasn't it?
It's been on cassette, well, since it was recorded. It was never released. But
and circulated, legendary, jerky, boyish type
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's your brand new CD called Talent Show. And if people are wondering what they've just been hearing, it's from an actual talent show in 1981 in, where was that, where did that take place?
Jamaica Plain, which is a part of Boston.
And we... Go ahead there.
It's just a neighborhood in Boston.
And we began with strep throat. That's where we began with. And then what did we end with here? What was going on right there because of you? Please, David, that's almost as good as Jack Mudderian, is that his name?
Mudderian,
yes. And that's a little foreshadowing for what's to come.
Yeah.
When listeners hear that is going to take them to another level. But what was this because of you that we just heard?
Well, the thing that I really love about that guy's thing, and he did the track before it, too, he did Be My Love, is that he clearly seems to have either sung in public before or watched a lot of people that do, because he says that little thing about this one's for the ladies, you know, and
he has a little dedication, doesn't he?
Right, and so he's really kind of, though he might not be hitting the notes, he understands the routine and the pacing of a live performance in a way that a lot of the people on before him necessarily didn't. One of the things before him, though, the one directly before him, is one of my favorites.
Here Comes the Sun.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is the ultimate thing. I think that exemplifies everything about talent show, because if listeners here are listening going, oh, this is a recorded CD that people in the studio, this is not. This is a live talent show from 1981 that people didn't know they were recording from a nursing home, and, well, that is amazing. The MC really is in good spirits on that one, isn't it, when the kids are trying to hammer through Here Comes the Sun.
That's when I knew I was really getting something, because I was able to, I was hearing all that stuff, but the audience wasn't hearing that little huddle they had there when everything was going wrong. And then I thought, this is amazing. I told my friends to come, they didn't come, but I've got this tape.
And then that noise that the kids feel like, like you hear the kid kind of going through that little frustration and arguing amongst themselves.
Yeah, oh, we messed up, that whole thing. I love that. Plus,
and
here's a little bit of inside information. One of them, I mean, he announces them on there by name. One of them on guitar and singing is this guy Jordan Knight, who then went on to be in New Kids on the Block.
Really?
Yeah, he does not know this is out.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
David Greenberger, because that's the best track on there. Here Comes the Sun. And so the guitar, is that the guy doing any speaking? Is he the guy singing?
Well, I don't know which one he is. I know he's not the drummer. But the two of them are singing together and strumming guitars, and then the other guy's playing drums. And so somebody later on, some years, not that many years ago, pointed out that he was the same name as the guy in New Kids on the Block, and they were from South Boston, a neighborhood right by there. And he was the right age. He was about 10 years old at the time of this thing, and then he was like 18 when they hit. And so I realized, yeah, it's definitely him. Plus, they were involved in church groups and stuff.
It was great stick sounds, too, that, you know, that those drumsticks clicking. The drummer did it so well.
Oh, yeah.
The clicking was really good. The drumming was pretty good, too, but the clicking was just incredible. And it was also cool how, like, the song fell apart, but the kids were so happy just to have the drum solo. Like, they were just cheering for the drum solo, even though their song had fallen apart. Like, everything was kind of rescued there.
Well, there's a lesson there. When all else fails, you know, for anybody listening who's got a band and you're not sure what to do, although actually it doesn't work. That's right. I take that back. Drum solos became sort of the, you know, the scourge of the concert scene at some point, you know, especially starting in the early 70s. You know, bands would do drum solos and it was just hideous. But this, in a way, brings it back. I mean, it somehow made it okay. It was somehow they knew that, oh, well, people seem to do drum solos when they get to the middle of a song, so we'll do that, and then we'll be okay. And in this case, it really worked.
I cut out a couple tracks there. I cut out the harmonica number and Mini as well, the tracks 7 and 8 from your talent show CD, a recording of a real talent show from 1981. Was that wrong of me to cut? What did I miss there? Like, harmonica and Mini, anything to say about those tracks? Do you remember those ones?
Well, Francis McElroy, you played, right? Right,
I did,
after,
yeah,
so,
right before that, we did.
Okay, Francis McElroy was from the Duplex Nursing Home, and he was this incredibly, like, robust guy with a great set of lungs. I mean, the great thing about that is that the guy just had a great set of lungs, and he would sit out back behind the nursing home and would sing at the top of his lungs. You could hear him a block away, singing sort of what he sang there. He also shows up in there's a film, I don't know if it's been seen out there, about the band Half Japanese.
The Jad Fairlife story thing?
Yeah, the band that's called the movie that's called The Band of Would Be King.
Yes, I think that did show once here.
Okay, well, Francis McElroy, the guy playing harmonica, is in there playing with Half Japanese because Half Japanese came and played at the Duplex Nursing Home, and so.
So you brought these bands in as well to entertain the troops.
Yeah, I mean, he's sort of different, you know, hip. Wild bands would come and play there because they knew about the Duplex Planet that I was publishing.
And Francis McElroy, he had some interesting things, didn't he? Like, if you're an old man and go into a bar, people will buy you pajamas?
No.
Didn't he say that?
Well, you've got the pieces of it there. What actually happened was something that I said, which was...
you provoked them with questions, don't you? Oh, provoke. Maybe that's the wrong word, David Greenberg.
Well, in this case, it wasn't even that. It was more just I was saying something I had learned, and actually it somehow got misquoted somewhere, or assigned to Francis saying it. What actually happened was that I said that I learned from Francis McElroy that if you are an old man and go into a bar in pajamas, people will buy you drinks.
And this is all documented in your Duplex Planet zine, isn't it? That's separate from the CD that has just been released, Talent Show, that we're talking about here today.
Yeah, and it's been going for 17 years. It's also a book collection that Faber and Faber did last year, and it was a series of comic books that Fantagraphics published called Duplex Planet Illustrated. It's been a series of shows that I've done called the Duplex Planet Hour, and then I did the Duplex Planet Radio Hour for New York Public Radio that had a variety of... this guy Terry Adams from NRBQ composed music for the stories, and then we had an ensemble of Terry and some of the Sun Ra horn players, the orchestra horn players.
And indeed, we are speaking here to David Greenberger from Duplex Planet Zine, and we're talking about the brand new CD, Talent Show. Every weekend, somewhere in America, there's a talent show going on, and David, you indeed captured the quintessential, or whatever the word is, 1981 talent show from the Duplex Nursing Home, and we're going to move on to a few more tracks on the CD. We're going to be, well, Mudurian Alert. It's going to be a Mudurian Alert. Mudurian Alert, right?
Jack Mudurian, yeah.
It's an alert. It's coming up. We'll talk about that a bit later, but it's an alert. So hang on there, Jack Mudurian. Oh, it's going to be getting, that's as good as it gets, isn't it? That is as good as it gets. That is the best. And that's what we're going to be coming. But we're going to be beginning here with Hallelujah. I couldn't really find anything wrong with that song. It was pretty honest and heartfelt. It's Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, what I love about this is the great variety of stuff you get. So, I mean, there's people who hit the notes, people who don't. I mean, it's just like any group of people.
I guess it's that bad. I was looking for something wrong with it, and I guess there wasn't, so I didn't like it as much. But I guess, in essence, it is more an accurate description of what's going on.
Yeah, it's really very sweet, that one.
And here we go. Hallelujah on the Nardwuar Humans Event Radio Show from the Talent Show CD put out in, 1996 by David Greenberger. And here we go. Hallelujah!
At this time, I'd like to introduce Dee Majinal Chan singing Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 so sabriang. Hallelujah, 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 so sabriang. So sabriang, hallelujah, so sabriang, hallelujah, so sabriang, hallelujah, so sabriang.
Thank you. Okay, Dan is going to sing another song during the break.
You never heard this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song was sung by Tony Martin to his wife. They were inside the house, beside the fireplace, and this is the song that they sang. It's called Here. I don't know if most of people know it or not. Here in this enchanted place, here close in your embrace, here with you so near to me, here is where I want to be. The world outside may be thrilled by the treasure that people buy for gold, but I would rather be thrilled by the treasure that I alone can hold. Here beside the warmth of you, here within the dream for two, here for all eternity, here it where I want to be.
So kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. Oh, the long, long time. Oh, why am I always yearning for Teresa? Oh, why there was always Margarita, Mary Jane. Oh, why am I always yearning for Teresa? Well, I love you ever so vain. Oh, Teresa is so lovely, Margarita so sweet, and little kiss from Mary Jane will make my life complete. Oh, why am I always yearning for Teresa? Oh, for Teresa, Teresa, my love. Well, I'm drinking beer in a cabaret, and once I having fun. And one night I laid in bed, oh, lay that pistol down. Oh, lay that pistol down, baby, oh, lay that pistol down. Oh, pistol packing mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Chicago, Chicago, that toilet down, that toilet down. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around, I'll show you around. Oh, I love the old bitch, I'm telling you, lose the booze. Oh, in Chicago, oh, Chicago, oh, Chicago, my, oh, Chicago, my hometown. Oh, they that great day. Well, I just want to say, they don't do things like they don't do all Broadway. Oh, and at that time, I had a wife. Oh, Chicago, my hometown. Pep to go to Johnson, right? Get George to left foot, right? Go, go, have a game of tag, get him, step with the Johnson, right? Get him, jump in, that is the group, take right out of this world. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. La, 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 la. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, oh, we will fight our country's battles, oh, on land as well as sea. Of us to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. Oh, we are proud to claim the title of United States Marines. Over here, over there, we have hinted at the chair that those caissons go all the day long. Oh, count a match, all right, a battle, hear those flag soldiers out, while those caissons go all the day long. Oh, it's a high, high, he is a big artillery. Oh, call up your numbers out of strong. And wherever we go, oh, we will always know that those J-Togs go rolling, yay, wrong. That those J-Togs go rolling, yay, wrong. Rosso Day, Rosso Day, you're my pink juices and merch ball of book 38. Rosso Day, you're my pink juices and merch ball of book 30, book 30, book 30, book 38. You're Jerry, you're Channing, you're Billy Bone. Oh, that's what I mean when I say Rosso Day, you're my pink juices and merch ball of book 30, book 30, book 30, book 38. Chicago, Chicago, that toilet town, that toilet town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you right, I'll show you right. Oh, I love the old bitch, but I'm telling you, lose the lose. Oh, in Chicago, oh, Chicago, oh, Chicago, my boy, Chicago, my hometown. Oh, say, Jean, Jack, Mary, Jean, I just want to say, I just want to say, they don't do things like they don't do it on Broadway. Oh, hey, one time, that time, there was. Oh, Chicago, my hometown.
You're listening to CITR FM102, Cable 102, and we return to the talent show CD we just heard there. We're speaking to David Greenberger, who put out the CD. What did we just hear there, David? What was going on? That's as good as it gets, isn't it?
That's Jack Madurian, yeah. I mean, I was so taken with that performance that night that 3 days later, when I next saw him at the Duplex Nursing Home, I came with a little handheld cassette recorder, and I said, I challenged him to sing for 45 minutes straight, one side of a 90-minute tape, because he claimed he knew as many songs as Sinatra. And that became the other CD that just came out, the Jack Madurian Downloading the Repertoire CD. Do you know that one?
No, I don't, but you mentioned that Chad Fair. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
He got involved. I guess I'm thinking, is Daniel Johnson into this at all, do you think?
Not that I know of.
But so there's the actual Jack Madurian CD out,
Madurian,
right?
Yeah, on the same ARF record label. It came out at the same time, so they're both sort of being distributed right now. And that's 45 minutes of Jack Madurian doing a 129-song medley. As you heard in that one, he just does a continuous sort of stream of consciousness medley, and he doesn't stop until they had to stop him.
So he actually did he actually do 45 minutes? He actually met your challenge?
Yeah, he did.
And people seem to really get into it and like it. They were really clapping there at the end, weren't they?
Yeah.
Did he get the best response, you think, from the whole talent show of everybody?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it certainly goes over a certain way when you hear it now, you know, when the audience that's listening to the CD hears it. But in the context of the show that night, it was a little, in the context of the evening, it was probably a little more out there than some stuff. I think people probably responded more to the singer with the piano kind of thing.
Did you ever think when these people got up on stage that they would have all this in them? Like, you must have seen some of these people around having worked at the nursing home there, David.
Yeah. I mean, it was gratifying to just see that people got up there, you know, unafraid, unashamed, and just sang.
And before Jack Madurian, I keep pronouncing it wrong, but I just cannot get over the amazing song there. We had the intermission. I skipped the intermission. Nothing too much important happened in the intermission.
No. That's just, you know, listening to this at home, if you want to get in the whole spirit of the thing, it paces it nicely. That's why it's in there, but it certainly it isn't essential for hearing it the way we're going through it now.
And we had Enchanted and Memories. Well, I skipped Memories, but Enchanted, that was sung by Tony Martin to his wife. That was a dedication. Who was singing that song? The guy going Enchanted, he goes, this is a song sung by Tony Martin, sung to his wife. You don't maybe know the name. That's kind of an interesting song there happening. What do you know about that track?
Not much more than was right there.
Okay, and we began with Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Yeah, I like that.
And we're speaking here again, I reiterate, I mean, it's hard to get this across to listeners, or maybe it isn't, maybe I'm taking the listeners for granted here, but hello listeners, this is like a talent show from 1981, like an actual talent show that was I can't believe that you actually went in there and recorded. I thought it might have been a bootleg record that you found, which would have been an incredible find, I guess, there, David. What's going on there? Coming up next, we're going to have the Chan family. We're going to miss the Chan family, sorry. We're going to be missing the Chan family. What are we missing about the Chan family?
Well, that's who some of the people, the Hallelujah, Hallelujah was from that family. So, you know, if you heard Hallelujah, Hallelujah, I mean, you would hear a few more of their, I don't know if they're Korean, but, you know, it's some of their folk songs from their homeland.
So we've passed the intermission. Oh, we're going to actually be beginning, I guess, with Moira Craddock. Now, she's introduced by the MC, and there's more strep throat jokes there happening, aren't there? Like, the theme is continuing on through the evening.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, put a bunch of people in a room, and there will be jokes.
And there's, like, broken leg jokes, and there's strep throat jokes. Do you think the MC was in on it? He did seem to laugh a lot. Did he know what was he going on? Was he in on this kind of thing?
You know, well, I mean, he was generally having a good time. I think everybody there was having a great time. They weren't doing this in the context of this is going to be a CD someday that's going to be played in Vancouver. They were just getting up and having a talent show, you know. And in fact, if I would have said, you know, we're going to record this and put this out, actually, if I would have said CD, they would have said, what's that, in 81. But if I said we were going to put this out, they would have laughed, saying, well, that's absurd. And it would have seemed absurd to them, I'm sure.
What can you say about Moira Craddock here as we ease into her track? Or his track? Or here?
Her.
Okay.
Not much more than is right there. I don't know much more to say.
Okay, Moira Craddock from the talent show CD.
The next act are the John Street Dancers here? No. Strep throat? Broke a leg. Really broke a leg. At this time, I'd like to present Moira Craddock. There she is.
Speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and though I prophesy and understand all though I have all faith, some mountains may be removed, and though I feed the poor and give up my life, if I charity, if love doesn't flow through me, I am nothing. Jesus reduced me to love. If I had my charity, if love doesn't flow through me, I am nothing. Jesus reduced me to love.
Moving right along, I'd like to introduce at this time Bohemily Chan. I hope I said that right.
เนี่ยปั้นปรอยันบ้านสองเตลเลยหมอดาเนี่ยปั้นปรอยันบ้านสองเตลเลยหมอดารู้มีเพลียงเพลียมาปีเลยเพลียงก็เพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลางเพลียงก็เพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลางเพลียงก็เพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลางตาเตียวเนยเลยหมอดากงเนยไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่น ไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นรวยมีเพียงเพลียมาปีเลยเพียงก็เพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลางเพียงเพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลางตะตรับตาเตียงเลยเลิศหมอดากงเนยไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นไอ้เนียงชาวงบ้านสองเตลเลยได้สั่นรวยมีเพียงเพลียมาปีเลยเพียงก็เพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลางเพียงก็เพลียงมาคอยตะก็บ้านจุนลาง ตรับตาเตียงรอลมลือโซเกรนโดยฉนั้นกูตั้งชีวิตเลือดพระเยซูโดยฉนั้นกูตั้งชีวิตเลือดพระเยซูโดยฉนั้นกูตั้งชีวิตเลือดพระเยซูหาตรงนั้นบังออลเปรียบพอ
At this time, I'd like to present John Freeman, singing For Me and My Gal. John Freeman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bells are ringing for me and my gal, and the birds are singing for me and my gal. Why, everybody's been knowing why to a wedding they are going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Susan and Sal, while they're congregating for me and my gal. And the possum, why, he's been waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, three, maybe four in Loveland for me and my gal. Say the bells are ringing for me and my gal. And the birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing why to a wedding they are going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Susan and Sal, while they're congregating for me and my gal. And the possum, why, he's been waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, three, maybe four in Loveland for me and my gal. Da 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 da.
And again, you're listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and still the Nard Party Humans radio show of epic proportions here with the Talent Show CD and David Greenberger, who coordinated the Talent Show CD, a talent show recorded in 1981, just recently released on CD, and we heard John Freeman with Me and My Gal. That was touching. The crowd got into it. I'm using the word touching a lot, but boy, it's touching my ears.
Well, it's just so, you know, it's honest. I mean, it's great hearing somebody who clearly isn't normally up on stage, and when they get there, they're unafraid, and they take the stage with gusto, and they just, you know, relate to a group of their peers. And that guy John Freeman, I just that's one of my favorite moments on there, because he does have some skills. He seems like he has either sung on stage before or he spends a lot of time interacting with people, but he's very comfortable with it, and he does some little, you know, ad-lib stuff with the song, where he throws in a couple lines that aren't there. He's at ease enough that he's not just trying to remember where he is in the song. He's in that regard, he's kind of a pro with the song, because he's just letting go and playing with the song a bit when he throws in that, you know, can't you hear him in the trees there, tweet, 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 and he does the little bird sounds, and I love it.
He's risen to the occasion of Jack Madurian there. I guess Jack brought it to another level, and John tried to maintain that level.
Yeah, well, in different ways. Jack is kind of just, you know, is kind of the outsider element in there, where it's just like, what is he doing? He's just stringing songs together. Whereas this guy is working in a more traditional way of doing one song and sort of, you know, doing it right and doing the whole thing. Whereas Jack Madurian will do the one verse he knows of one song and then leap over to another song.
And we missed Elaine Cook, We skipped Elaine Cook, but her recorder sound. There was some clarinets playing or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's a sweet little thing. But yeah, I mean, you don't want to give it all away here now. So
yeah, we want people to buy it.
Yeah.
And then after, well, you want people to buy it. Oh, actually, I want people to buy it. It's a talent show.
Everybody wins.
And we want people to go to their local talent shows and record them. Has anybody sent you any new new recordings of talent shows? Like, has this inspired anybody to go out there and record other type field recordings, such?
If they've recorded, they haven't sent them to me, but I'd love to hear some.
And we missed the Chan family way earlier. We heard one of the, we heard the Hallelujah, but we heard another Chan member, Papa Amelie Chan. That was quite nice.
Yeah, that's sweet too. I mean, it's another folk song from the homeland.
And we missed Tommy Welsh doing some dancing.
Right. Yeah, that's you obviously, you know, all you hear is the piano player, but that's nice too in the context of the show because it's a wide variety of stuff. I wanted to really make it feel like what the show was.
And Moira Craddock began with the strep throat, broken leg jokes, etc. And now we're going to kick back into the talent show CD with Back to Donegal, Kathy Needham. Now, she's a real character, isn't she? What is exactly her background? She's not part of the actual talent show, is she?
Well, she's part of it in that she ended up performing, but she was there because she brought some of the nursing home residents over. I'm not sure what capacity, if she was a nurse at one of the homes or what, but that's why she was there.
She's got a great kind of New York accent there, and her apology is so excellent. Like, she's not trying to replace anybody. She's just doing it from the heart.
Exactly, yeah. She's, you know, just like everybody else, she just rises to the occasion.
And speaking of outsiders, just hang on a bit and you'll hear a bit of St. Louis Blues and listen closely as it gets really twisted when the MC gets into it. So here we go, Back to Donegal from the talent show CD, and you are?
David Greenberg.
From?
The Duplex Planet.
And the talent show was recorded in?
1981.
Back to Donegal, Kathy Needham.
I'm happy to announce. What's that? All right, okay. Now, one more number. At this time, I'd like to present Kathy Needham.
Well,
go ahead, Kathy.
Let me go over to the piano player. I'm just an added attraction here tonight. Place, but I'm trying to be, you know, keep the place living up, so I'm going to sing Back to Donegal. Couple of years ago, I left the Culver Cock and on a ship to a neighbor's island, I landed in New York. The devil has sold to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. My fortune smiled upon me, dear, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, my friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there, I almost forgot I've been so long away. My mother, she'll introduce me then, and this to me will say, shake the hand of your Uncle Mike Mayby and the hand of your Sister Kate. And there's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss your collies all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. They'll give a party when I go home. They'll come from near and far. They'll line the roads for miles and miles with Irish shanty cars. The tin and cake will be in galore to fill your hearts with joy. And the pipers will play an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boys. While dancing sings the whole night on till fun was never seen. The boys will be dressed in corduroy, the girls with ribbons green. Their face will appear, I've never forgot, I've been so long away. My mother shall introduce me then, and this to me will say, me, Bradigan, Bradigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Daffy, McCaffy, Malarkey, Malone, Happy, Faffy, Dornicle, Daff, Callie, O'Kelly, McGonagall, go, shake the hand of your uncle, Mike, me, by the hand of your sister, and is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss your coffee doll. You're as welcome as the flowers in May.
Thank you, Kathy. I couldn't take it any longer. I had to at least sing one song. St. Louis Blues. Oh, I hate to see. I hate to see. Okay.
We have an added attraction this evening. Somebody somehow or other got left out of the program, but we want to put it back in. At this time, singing Seek Ye First, I'd like to present Eileen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask him to tell you another thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we have been talking here to David Greenberger. Thank you, David, for being on the Narwhal to Human Serviette radio show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for putting out the talent show CD, a recording of an actual talent show from 1981. Who did we just hear there? We heard Eileen. That was nice graveling voices that she had, wasn't it?
Yeah, just she apparently, and from what the MC said, I guess she had. They had forgotten to include her or something. She was a little girl that just wanted to sing. So she got up and she did.
And before that, St. Louis Blues. Now, that starts out innocently enough, but when that MC gets into it, as I mentioned earlier, it gets kind of twisted, would you say?
Yeah, well, he's just, he was all wound up from a whole night of MCing. So, I mean, this was his little moment there to sing his own, because everybody there knew him. You know, all the old people from the nursing homes knew him, and so it was his chance to, he was being sort of even encouraged, I think, just by the fact that everybody knew and liked him.
And now the moment has come to announce the winner of the talent show. There is no winner. We can't find the winner. You remember that there was a winner, but we can't find it on the CD.
Right, and for the life of me, I can't remember. So, I mean, maybe that's as it should be. Everybody should just find their own. You know, everybody's got their own favorites. They're already in listening to this. I mean, I've got favorites that are different than yours, so everybody's got their own favorites, just like any album.
And we're going to end now here, talent show, a 1981 recording of a talent show done by David Greenberger, and we're going to cut into drum solo, a return of drum solo. I guess the drum solo was so good they brought the kid back to do some more?
Well, I think after that little girl came up and asked if she could get into the schedule, he just came and asked if he could come back again, too. People, it's the end of the night, and, you know, you're getting away with murder at that point.
And you're not sure if he grew up to be a drummer, but he might have grown up to be a new kid in the block. Who knows, right?
Well, one of the guitarists did. I don't know what became of the drummer.
And then we're going to end with God Bless America. Now, what the hell is happening here? It sounds like Satan is singing on that number.
It's the it's my favorite rendition ever of that song. It just feels like the most down-to-earth American version of it. It's like people who could be your neighbors singing. And the guy who's singing it, not only is he unable to hit the note, he hits like a half a step away, which is actually difficult to do if you have an ear at all for music. But he's not doing it at a volume that the audience could hear, so he starts being drowned out by the audience, which caused him to lose his place. And he gets lost in the middle of it. You can hear where he's kind of, you know, kind of humming, and he's waiting for it, a familiar passage to come around so he can jump back in again. It's pretty remarkable.
Thank you so much for being on the Narwhal to Human Serviette radio show here today. David Greenberger, coordinator, producer, writer, comiker, talent wrangler for the talent show here, a 1981 recording of a talent show. Thanks so much for coming on. Anything else you'd like to add to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada? Why should people care about the talent show?
Because it's real. I mean, and how often do you get to hear performances that aren't so fussed over in the studio that there's no real life breathing in it? It's just performances by that are direct from the person singing it right into your ear with no, you know, nothing fancy in between.
Because there's a drum solo! Drum solo! Drum solo! All right, David Greenberger, doot doot a loot doo.
Yeah, thank you.
David, doot doot a loot doo.
Doot doo.
There's one other youngster who wanted to come back for a brief solo. It's very important to him. Our drummer. So, let's give him a big round of applause.
Thank you.
How about that? To end the program at this time, I'd like to present Mr. Peter Donner singing God Bless America. Peter?
A pleasure.
Thank you very much.